This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. Last time we ended our discussion pondering how intelligent observers in the last century could miss such obvious facts as we've been discussing as they were developing theories about the origin of coal. It was proposed that, as is often the case when discussing origins, that it may have something to do with foundational beliefs, worldviews, upon which any theory is built. If you don't believe, or worse, are vehemently opposed to the biblical claim of a worldwide flood, then the idea of a violent, worldwide sudden event occurring in marine waters creating coal beds is at best an idea that would not occur to you, and at worst is repulsive and perhaps a little frightening. We also have been taught that the process of change from peat to coal requires the combined effects of pressure, long time periods, and heat. However, we actually find today that, in the lab, coal can easily be produced by heating events alone. Fact is, in many high-pressure, deformed, and folded strata around our globe, quite often we do not find coal, but coal beds intruded with igneous formations, rocks formed from a hot, molten mass, magma, demonstrate the ability for coal to naturally form during high heating events. Therefore, the creation of coal does not require millions of years of applied pressure and heat, but can be produced instantly by quick heating. A modern-day example of the rapid formation of a peat bed in the making by a flood event is that of the enormous log mat floating on Spirit Lake. The logs there have lost nearly all of their bark by the abrasive action of wind and waves. Scuba investigations of the lake bottom showed that waterlogged sheets of tree bark are abundant on the bottom of the lake, where, in areas removed from a volcanic sediment added from the lakeshore, a layer of peat has accumulated. According to Dr. Austin, the Spirit Lake peat resembles, both compositionally and texturally, certain coal beds of the eastern United States, which are also dominated by tree bark and appear to have accumulated beneath floating log mats. Thus, at Spirit Lake, says Dr. Austin, we may have seen the first stage in the formation of coal. Through processes that were operating on a rate, scale, and intensity which are not seen today, these researchers have concluded that the Genesis flood is the cause for these dramatic events, and for that interesting, hard, black rock, testifying of God's historical, worldwide judgment of sin. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.